never life-size or in such incredible detail. But the huge army is just the beginning. The researchers have so far uncovered over 180 separate pits, and they're still digging. And the more they unearth here, the greater the riches promised by the ultimate prize, the Emperor's tomb itself. For 2,000 years, all that could be seen was a vast mound of earth as big as the largest Egyptian pyramids. Now, Professor Jeffrey Riegel is hoping that new experimental archaeology will unlock the secrets of the tomb and finally reveal the truth behind the legend of the emperor. For the first time, archaeologists are probing the mound, and Riegel hopes to be able to answer centuries-old questions. Is the emperor's tomb actually there? Has it been plundered? And could it, as the legend says, really contain rivers and seas of flowing mercury? And if this turns out to be true, what does that say about the rest of the incredible legend?
If someone could be responsible for a burial complex of that size, of that enormity, then yes, all of this now suddenly rings true.
The first emperor shows little sign of greatness the day he becomes king of the western Chinese state of Qin. It's 247 BC, and the omens aren't good. The previous king of Qin has lasted just 3 years.
Majesty, the king is dead. Long live the king!
King Ying Jian is barely 13 years old. Already the sharks begin to circle, hungry for power. And caught up at their heart is his own mother.
My dear boy, I'm so sorry, but...
The queen has a longtime lover, the last king's advisor, Lu Buwei.
We are here for you.